Do you ever prescribe smart pens? And if so, when do you prescribe smart pens, or when would you, or what do you think the future looks like for, I guess, connected insulin pens or MDI?
Well, first of all, I couldn't be more of a fan of smart pens than any. I mean, I am the biggest fan of smart pens. I think it's spectacular because it helps my patients in real time know when they gave the last dose and gives an approximation of insulin on board. And I think a lot of the problems in MDI patients is that they don't know or remember exactly when they gave the last dose. I mean, I barely know what I did this morning when I woke up, whether or not I, gave a drug to myself before I ate. So it's really, really good to have that feedback and to always be able to see insulin on board. And then when people come to clinic, I get to see the data and I get to see their dosing patterns. And almost always the answer is you've got to dose more in advance of eating, because I see so many doses given when the glucose level's always risen. But it not everybody uses the dose calculator in them, but just as a sheer tool for when did I give insulin, how much insulin is still in my body, and tracking it's spectacular. So I use the InPen, which is what I've had to use as much as I possibly can. Now there are technical things, and people have to be able to put the cartridge in, and there you have to have a smart pen and all those other things. And I haven't been able to use these new smart pens, but I say the better off we all are. I think the Lilly one, they're waiting to turn on the app so we have the smart pen but not the ability to track it. I'm not quite so sure of the
I'm
details.
not sure. I know that I think eventually they want it to just be built into all the pens, because right now it's not even a pen, right? It's like a button that you put on the end of the pen, I think.
Yeah, I want to, I just, this is another technology that I wanted, forever ago. And I always feel mean in clinic with the fellows because patients will always say, I gave this dose, and yet their sugars are 400. And and I have patients, some of whom run 300 to 400 all the time. I mean, these are patients who really don't have resources and the capacity to get under better control. And I'm always saying, it doesn't work that way. You can't give insulin into your body appropriately and have no response. And it could if they're that high all the time, but you see sometimes they go down. So the notion of opening up the window into what are they doing? And I don't want to blame anybody or anything. I just want to see, did you give a dose? Did it work? Maybe you were scared because it worked too much. Next time, let's give that dose. I mean, it really lets me help patients more safely dose. So I want everybody to have it. And
Everybody that's on MDI, pretty much, whether or not.
anyone who's on MDI. And we're getting it for my East LA patients too. I have the most amazing fellows, and the County of Los Angeles has let us use like every tool. I'm just so impressed by them.